I'd like to wish all of the Talmidim, all of the alumni, whoever is listening to this shiur, a good year, a healthy year, happy year, and it should be a year that we don't have tsaris, as we had many, unfortunately, during the past year. This shiur is dedicated, of course, L'Zecher Nishmas, Rabbi Barry Nathan, who was a dear friend and a colleague of mine, and did so much to further the mission of Beis Medrash LaTalmud. The words that I'm going to be saying are really a yesod for these days, a yesod about yeshivas in general, and it really is something that is nageya these days of tshuva, ben kesel la'asar, as we stand between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim. 1 year I went recruiting together with Rabbi Nathan, as we did many times, and we went together to a certain yeshiva. The yeshiva was and is a wonderful yeshiva. It had many Bali tshuva and many boys with very weaker backgrounds, but wonderful Talmidim. And I was giving my Dvar Torah. Rabbi Nathan was sitting in the room. He was always taking notes of every Dvar Torah that I was giving, I'm sure others gave, which was a wonderful midah of anivas that he felt that he wanted to record for his own personal remembrance, the words of Torah that he had heard that made an impact on him. Anyway, we were sitting in this yeshiva, and I was giving my drasha, and afterwards I would be giving over the podium to Rabbi Nathan to deliver his part of the appeal to the Bachrim to consider Beis Medrash LaTalmud, Lander College for Men. I was discussing at the time, I remember very well, a question about what the word yeshiva means. The word yeshiva, which we use so ubiquitously, where is the root of that word? And of course, many hands shot up and everybody said that it's from the word shev, to sit, because presumably people sit and learn in yeshiva. And so that's probably what the word yeshiva comes from. And I proceeded to discuss what Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, said, that he said it could not be that way. It cannot be that the root of the word yeshiva comes from the fact that boys sit and learn, because we find the word yeshiva in reference to all the way back in Jewish history. Avraham Avinu, Chazal tell us, was sitting in yeshiva and learning, and Yitzchak and Yaakov, they were in yeshivas. And Rabbi Shlomo Zalman points out that during that time period, before Rabbi Gamliel, everybody used to stand when they learned Torah, and yet it says that they were in yeshiva. So clearly the word yeshiva does not mean to sit and learn, because at the time nobody sat and learned, even though that was the word that was used in the Gemara to describe the institution of the yeshiva preceding Rabbi Gamliel. During Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Levi, the Shvatim, Mitzrayim, and beyond, there was always Zakin B'Yashav B'Yeshiva. There was always people that were living in yeshiva and learning in yeshiva, but they were not sitting when they learned. So why would we refer to this as a yeshiva? And I opened up the floor to suggestions, and there was one boy who raised his hand, and he was clearly a wonderful, sweet boy who, was very sincere about his learning, although he was at a beginner level. And he says, Rabbi, I'd like to suggest something. I don't know if it's true, but I'd like to suggest something that I thought of, perhaps, what the root of the word yeshiva is. I said, okay, I'd love to hear it. So he says, to me, the root of the word yeshiva is from the word tshuva, because I'm able in yeshiva to thrive and to grow and to repent and to come close to God, and I'm certain, I don't know what your answer is going to be, but I'm certain that an answer is the fact that yeshiva gives the Talmidim therein the ability to do tshuva in a place that nowhere else in the world you can. And I remember looking at Rabbi Nathan with tears in my eyes and in his eyes, and I said to Rabbi Nathan, I don't know anything about this young man except for what he said, but sign him up to come to Lander College for Men. And he nodded his head in agreement. The yeshiva that we have, and that we always did have, is a place that's very unique in the sense that we have been makariv so many boys. And I don't mean that in the sense that we are trying to have a Baal Tshuva yeshiva, halavai, but so many talmidim, whether it's kirv rechaikim or kirv krevim, have shteiged, have become closer to the Rabbeinu Shlalem by virtue of the fact that they find themselves in our Beis Medrash, which has a ruach, Baruch Hashem, of learning, of shteiging, of Yerushamayim, and yes, of tshuva. Rabbi Nathan's earlier career prior to coming to Lander College, and I remember this well because I grew up in Long Beach on Long Island, and Rabbi Nathan was the NCSY director of the Long Island region. So I remember well, I wasn't involved personally in NCSY, but I had many friends that were, and I davened in shuls that were a headquarters for NCSY Shabbatonim. And I remember Rabbi Nathan as a much younger man, and he was full of life and always with his trademark smile and always working on bring Talmidim and Talmidas closer to their Avihem Shevashamayim. He did it with great chen, with great charm, with great personality. He was with a great team, including Rabbi Arlovsky and others. And that was his first stage of life. And he accomplished much in that realm. He has hundreds, maybe thousands of people that he affected throughout the region, throughout the world. And then he went to Lander College for Men and became the head of recruitment. But it was, in my mind, always a seamless transition because his mission was really one and the same, and that was to bring people closer to Hashem. And he did that in NCSY, and he did that in Lander College because throughout the recruitment process, his eye was always to the Torah and to furthering HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ability to affect his children through the Torah Kadesha. And Barry was always a shliach of Hashem, a shlucha d'rachmana, to be the bridge, to bring neshamas back closer to Hashem. And so in effect, I think that the story that I told about this young man who was mechadesh, this chiddush in what yeshiva means, that it's a place of tshuva, is really very much in line with who Rabbi Nathan himself was. He didn't see yeshiva as a place that was a separate career than his first career in Kirov in the classical sense. He looked at yeshiva as just another vehicle to be makariv the Talmidim to the Rabbeinu Shalom. And that is the message that I wanted to share during these days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur about our dear, beloved friend and colleague, Rabbi Barry Nathan. His loss is profound. He accomplished so much in his short life, and he had great love for his family and for his friends and for his Talmidim and Talmidas. And you could see in his eyes that sparkle whenever he described all of the people that he touched and that he affected in such a profound way. Tei nishmas tzur b'tzara chayim. May his memory be a blessing for all of us. And in his chus, he should be a melitz yesher. He should be an advocate from on high near the Kisei HaKavod for all of us here in Lander College, here in New York, in his Far Rockaway home, and beyond. The entire world should be zeiche to aksiva chasimateva, a good geben shtyar, and be very safe and well.